This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done.
Hola, bonjour, que tal? Hola, hola, people of the podcast world. It is episode 29 of Power Podcast UK. Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
We are here today to talk to you about writing, obviously, and how we get back to it once we've had a breaky pox.
Writing after a break, which is very apt for us because we've had not a break, but we've definitely been busy doing other things and stuff's got in the way and we've not been writing so much. So how do we get back in there? Right. So many different meanings behind the word. Right?
Well, it's a lovely word, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh. So maybe you've had a break. Or made a purposeful break, or just a break because life has got in the way and you've been so busy. Don't you find it just hard sometimes just to get back into the swing and the routine of what you had before? And so we're going to talk about that today. Let's have a tiny little recap on our last episode, on our interview.
Yes, that's a good idea. So last episode, we had a chat with Chris Billingham, the lovely friend, writer, actor, podcaster, marketer, and general nice person. Did I say that first, though?
Yeah.
I said nice person first. Twice.
You can't say it enough times, Jenny.
That's fine, then. Nice person times three. And we, because it was quite a longish interview, we didn't get a chance to have a little chat afterwards. So, obviously, I was there, and I loved talking to him. I always do. And it was always really interesting to talk about how he's writing, especially how he approaches different aspects. I really like the whole percolating idea, and that was actually something I took from it and I started to do in my own writing, which I found really useful.
So go over that with me. How would you define percolating? What is that?
Well, very much the way that Chris approaches writing is having his plot lines, his themes and his characters, whatever, and just having them in his head for a while before writing it down. So he's always thinking about it and he's percolating it, sort of brewing it, if you will. And that's actually something I thought about after I spoke to him, and I started doing that a bit more, and I really like that. I think that sometimes I tend to just sit down and think it's all there, but actually having a bit of thinking time is very useful.
Well, it's very useful, it's very important.
Do you do that? Do you have the thinking time?
I think so, but how are you defining thinking time? Because I think all the time. So how would you differentiate your thinking time to percolate versus time?
Well, I think normally when I sit down to write, I just think, right, I'll think of it all then. Whereas chatting to Chris and getting that kind of perk idea, I started thinking about it more when I was just doing everyday things. And I felt like when I was, because I've sort of started something else, and I kind of spent more time just thinking about it in my head, which is quite nice, actually. And I felt like I'm in a stronger position now to write more than I would be usually when I just think, right, I'm writing now, sit down, write, without having that sort of ongoing process in my head.
But I just thought that's what people did anyway.
Maybe they do. Maybe I'm the odd one out.
Because you have to...
I'm not the percolating.
You have to know what you're going to write before you write it. Or you have to know...
Do you?
Yeah, you have to visualise your character, know your character. Otherwise, you're going to confuse your reader, surely.
Yeah, it's not like I'm just writing with a blank sheet of paper. But I think it's thinking about it in different times and going over it rather than just... I would just sit down and go, right, I'm going to write a plot. And I'd write a plot and then I wouldn't necessarily dwell on it too much. Maybe it's the dwell time. It's the dwell factor.
Reflection.
Yes.
It's definitely
through a percolation.
It's definitely a process. And I think this comes back to what we're talking about today in the sense of how to get back into
into the project that you're working on that you stopped. And I think it's really important that you reflect and you think and you percolate on what it is you want to do, so that when you come to get on with it, you've got a plan, you know where you're going. It's there's no risk of kind of a writer's block, because you don't have to sit and think, oh gosh, what am I writing today? Because you've already kind of harvested all that in your mind and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's what's been sort of pushing, holding me back a little bit.
The lack of thinking.
Over block. Yeah, I need to do more thinking. I also liked talking about diversity with him, because I think that's such an important topic now anyway. And I quite like how hard Chris has thought about it, especially writing about people of different genders and sexualities and races and stuff. And it's nice to have that chat, because we're in quite a privileged position, I think, being white people. You know, you don't always consider other people's perspectives, and we're doing it more now, which is lovely. But I think it still needs a lot of consideration and talking about. And the only way you can know what other people are doing is by talking to them about their writing processes, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I think moreover as well, it's important to be sensitive to those things. And what I mean by that is just be aware of what you're putting out there. Because I know you guys talked as well about should a gay person write a straight person, or should a straight person write a gay person? But it's all about perspective, and it depends if you're just going from telling something from your viewpoint or whether or not you're telling something from an accurate viewpoint. And both of those are legitimate ways to do it. However, either one could be problematic to someone reading it. So it's kind of like you create this chain of events, and you'll never get a perfect response from either, because someone will always have issues with it, whether or not it was written with good intent or not. So it's kind of like a fighting, losing battle in some ways. But it just depends whether or not one wants to go for accuracy, in which case it seems to me the best route to do that is to get the research, talk to the people from that minority group that you might not be aware of, get their opinions, their thoughts, their input, and then create something from that. Or just go for it from your perspective of it. It's tricky, isn't it?
It is. But I think he brought that up, that the fact he wrote two lesbian characters, and I actually played one of them, but I'd completely forgotten. And I think the reason that it worked so well is because Chris just focused on the relationship business. It wasn't a big discussion about their sexuality and the fact they were two women. It wasn't a big deal. The main problem, the main issue everything surrounded about on this particular kind of couple storyline is their relationship, which had nothing to do with it. So if you step out of it that way, it's fine. I mean, obviously there's more reference points, but in a short play like that one, it didn't really come up. But I think if you were writing about it and creating rounded characters in a novel sort of sense, you'd have to be more careful, because you've got more background, I think. Sort of everyday life creeping in. I don't know, but in that sense, it didn't seem like a big deal.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think it comes back to, as well, a little bit to confidence as a writer, and just have the confidence just to go forth and do it, even though you may not be part of the demographic that you're writing from, because you can always test out your writing as well. If you're writing from a group of people that you know nothing about, and you're concerned that what you've written might be inaccurate or misjudging their characters, you can test out with people from that group. Maybe if you can find some people that are willing and happy to help and get their opinion.
Yeah, exactly. But that's part of the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully. But I think that's what I found quite interesting.
I think people can worry too much, though, about things like that. And just get on with it. Just do it. And then once it's done, then look back and reflect.
Yeah.
It's like a little can of worms, isn't it, Jenny?
It really is. But it was lovely. It was lovely to think about all those things.
And Jenny, were you naked on stage?
I was wearing underwear. I had to take my dress off on stage.
That's not supposed to do that. I thought, Jenny, who are you?
Yeah, I know.
Jenny, what is this?
When he was talking about writing it, he was like, there's this character and she's gonna end up in her underwear on stage. I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, I won't think about it. And it was right after Christmas as well. And think of all the times to be like semi-naked on stage, you'd pick like maybe the end of summer.
Well, yeah, singing all this Christmas right song, isn't it?
Right after my holiday weight, you know, but it seemed to go okay.
You weren't singing just Christmas songs on stage all day.
And I had a girly kiss.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did.
A scandal.
Very nice.
A scandal.
No, it was a weird situation, but I did it, and Chris never paid me back for the pants.
Oh. But maybe his fee, he'll waive for his fee to be on our podcast.
Oh yeah, because we do pay fees. We don't pay fees.
Because he can pay in pants. That sounds fair.
I think the only thing I did make sure I didn't want any photos taken of me in my pants.
Like announcement, everyone, camera phones away.
It's like, please, no photographs.
I don't want to
No flash photography.
I don't want to be on the Daily Mail online. Just don't, guys. Respect my privacy, please.
And I think, funny enough, I think it was the one play that my parents didn't go to see.
They didn't go and see it?
No, I don't think they did. My nan definitely didn't. God, my nan. No! My nan would have a heart attack. Yeah.
You should have asked her to come along and bring all her friends.
They would have loved it, though. Honestly, talk about my nan quickly, right?
I love nan chat.
You know, she gives me books to read. She always lends me books to read, right?
Oh, that's a good gran.
And she's lent me a few this week. She's lent me Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce. So lots of, and Alexander McCall Smith one.
Oh.
Loads of like top quality literature.
Oh.
And then she gave me this like chick lit one called The Little Brooklyn Bakery. Ooh. And that one particularly, she went, oh, Jen, it's a lovely story. And I now know what Nan's code for it's a lovely story means. And that is, there's lots of shagging in this one. It's well dirty.
Oh my gosh.
There's loads of talks of nipples and stuff.
Jenny, your Nan is a secret sex fiend.
I think she just likes it. It's always the ones where she goes, oh, it's a lovely story. And I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, things are getting racy in this one.
Good for her. She's going to love our book.
Oh my God, she will. Although she will talk about it.
We'll give her a draft copy. She'll be the first one.
Yeah. There is some swearing. She's not always so keen on the swearing, but, you know, little swears she can deal with.
We'll give her a special edition that has lots of crosses. You.
Redacted.
You B asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Ooh, you nincompoop. You Wally.
I can't believe you said that, you ninny.
I'd like to get intimate with you on a personal level.
Oh, our book's taking a funny turn. I want to talk about Bad Fish Studio. Jenny, have you ever been in a situation where you need to get some t-shirts or some hoodies printed?
But just like unique ones that just come from my head and I've got an idea and I can't find it anywhere else.
Like your own bespoke design. Well, Bad Fish Studio can do that for you. Maybe you're organising a hen night, maybe you're organising a stag night or a special birthday celebration and you want everyone to be wearing the same t-shirts or the same hoodies. You can get them designed online with Bad Fish Studio. They do everything from t-shirts to hoodies and a lot more as well.
Ooh, and I guess they're only to order from £15.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. So it's a bargain.
And they could do really cool stuff. They've got loads of specialist vinyl and various methods, and they can make like the best, most perfect thing that you really, really want to make your garment come alive.
Yep, and they can work with you on your design as well. So you're not alone. They will be able to help you with all their expertise of all the design that they've done before. And what's even better, what's more than that, is if you go to badfishmerch.com, find a t-shirt you want. Maybe you like one they already have in their shops. If you use offer code POW, that's POW, you can save 10%.
Yay! That's great.
So where are they? Where is Bad Fish Merch?
Well, you can find them on Facebook, March, at Mark, March, Merch. You can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Bad Fish Merch. Instagram is Bad Fish Studio. Or you can just go to badfishmerch.com and check it out. They've got loads of really cool stuff. They can do full colour images or bold coloured vinyl, including metallic, leather and carbon fibre look vinyl. Glow in the dark, reflective. And what else, Mark?
Well, they either do rainbow or glitter for all you snazzy unicorns out there.
I'm a snazzy unicorn. That sounds great.
I love a snazzy unicorn. Just go straight to badfishmerch.com, use offer code POW to save 10%, and get designing.
So, Jenny, we have had a break.
We have. In many ways.
What's your strategy for getting back on board?
I have done some research because I am not great about getting back after break. As we record this, there has been a school holiday, so I am back on a double break, back to worky work and everything else. And I find it very difficult. I don't know if I'm coming or going, and I waste a lot of the time messing about and doing things that I shouldn't. So you've frozen again. No, you haven't frozen again.
I'm listening intently, Jenny.
You need to keep like...
I need to keep moving.
Every so often keep moving, because sometimes you're like...
So Jenny and I record over the internet sometimes, and this is one of those occasions. I'm just staring
blankly.
Blink
more. I need to look at your eyes, see if you're thinking. Anyway, I don't focus well after a break, but I have gone on the internet and I found some beautiful tips.
Oh, Jenny, and I've got a couple as well.
How do you get on after a break though, Mark? Because you've been a very busy bee.
Busy.
Not on writing.
Busy.
You've had loads of like life changes, so
yeah.
Getting back after that must be tricky.
To be honest, I'm finding it difficult to get back into routine because my routine has completely been obliterated and I've been out of routine for the past 4 or 5 weeks with, we had a little holiday, we moved house, I had a big exhibition, I've had lots of meetings. I've been doing a little bit of work here and there in York. There's just been a lot going on and I don't have those kind of familiar spaces where I was doing the work before. Because sometimes if you have a regular space where you do the same things, for example, at university, maybe you went to the library because that's where you're more productive and you sat and you worked in the library. If you take that library away, it's hard for you to get back into that mental space again because the surroundings and your environment is all different. So I'm kind of struggling with that a little bit at the moment. And I don't really know where everything is. We've still got boxes packed. I'm going through quite a process. But in terms of my strategy is just to find everything that I need to get on and just do the best I can and just sit and focus and just see how that works and hoping that that will trigger something in me to become my new a working environment, new routine, and where I feel comfortable and able to work free of distraction.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's so difficult when you work from home if you have moved house, because if you're just going to work in an office or externally, yeah, then you don't have the double mess, disorganization that you've got.
Yeah, no, everything is a bit topsy-turvy. But it's okay. I mean...
Also, you can make it exactly how you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're still waiting on a few little bits that our builders need to come back and change, which is happening next week. So there's kind of like a hesitation to unpack too much because we know we need to put it all away again because something we know something that needs to be done in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, what can you do? What can you do?
Yeah. I'm in builder limbo right now as well. It's just weird.
Yeah, but you know,
it's like such an odd space in time. Anyway, how can we get focused, Mark?
These are our life choices. Woo! So what can you do? I don't know. I think as we mentioned earlier about percolation, I think it's a really good analogy. I think it's just really important to just really consider what it is that you're doing, what you've done, and where you're going. You've got your characters. You know where they've gone so far. What bit are you doing next? Because when I wrote the backstory for Darwin, which hasn't been put into the book as such yet, this is just kind of background writing that we've done for both of us, I spent a really long time kind of ruminating with that in my head, and thinking and kind of drawing on personal experience of people that have told me they've been through similar situations, things you see on TV, stories you read, and kind of created it from there. So that wasn't something that I sat down and just wrote away on a kind of a little linear process at the keyboard. So I think my strategy, certainly, to get back into writing is to really think about what I'm going to be doing next, have the framework in my mind, make notes, and then find that space in my house, try and get the nice new routine going, and just write it.
Yeah. I think that's a good approach. Definitely.
It sounds easy though, doesn't it, when you just put it like that? And it's, and I think for any, some people listening, be like, oh, just sit down and write. Just write. But it's,
I found some nice kind of almost like well-being-y kind of tips, which is quite nice.
Okay. I love a good well-being tip.
Don't we all? One was about changing where you work. So if you are coming back after break, it doesn't apply to you because you've completely changed where you work. But I mean, for me, I could go and work somewhere else, and then that might give me a bit of an impetus. I think that does help. If you're stuck in the same place, you get a bit flat with your writing. So that's one way. Another one, nice one, was that saying about feeding your brain and looking after yourself. So making sure you're eating well, getting the rest, de-stressing, doing all your wellness to make you prepared and ready to go for it. Because actually, you know, if you're in a bad place and you're rushing to get stuff done, and you think, I've got to sit down and write something, if you're not in the right headspace, nothing good's going to come out anyway. So it's quite nice to prepare yourself that way. And one of those is just, set goals and celebrate them, which we've always talked about. I think that's even more important when you're just coming back. So even if you set mini goals,
yeah,
that'll make a big difference as well.
Okay.
And then properly celebrate them with a party popper or balloons.
Or a push pop.
I've got a push pop in my bag, Mark. How funny.
We could celebrate with a push pop.
Celebrate with a push pop or a bit of chocolate or a nice new candle or a nice walk or other things that make you happy.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I love a candle. Jenny, that candle you got me is so lovely.
I'm so pleased. That's one of my favourite smells, and I got you the nice one. Well, you know, because they sell them in like tins, but they sell them in nice things. So I was like, oh, push the boat out.
Oh, I just.
Nice things.
I really, 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 really appreciate a high-end quality candle.
I just like nice smells. I've got myself an oil burner now because I'm all about the smells.
Oh, yes.
So sometimes I have a little bit of a citrusy smell.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember? This is going really like us just chatting. Do you remember we went to the shops and they had that diffuser and it was that nice smell?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Mei Chong or something. Yeah. I've got one of them. I've got a bit of oil Mei Chong.
Was that very nice? Was that crazy in the shop between the lines?
It was the shop between the lines.
Do you know how I remember that? Because I have the shopping bag right there full of all my receipts for my 2019-2020 receipts for my tax return.
Mine's just in an envelope. I might just in plastic bag.
That's my tax return receipt box at the minute. The lovely between the lines, between the lines back. But oh, that smelled lovely.
Such a lovely smell. I really appreciate nice smells, whatever I'm doing. But who appreciates a bad smell? I mean, I really like nice smells. It really helps me work and focus.
Oh.
The smell of shit, I just don't like.
Oh, if you've got any candle tips, just let us know.
We like any nice smells. Please send us nice smells in the post.
Love a nice smell whilst we're getting productive.
Lots of bag off shit.
So I had this conversation with a couple of friends very recently because we were talking about a group of us that have been taking part in open studios. And when you do open studios, your life kind of goes on hold for a period of time because you're so focused on getting that done. And you've got people coming to see you over a period of 2 weeks, and it's like your showcase, and so we were just talking like, well, how are you going to get back to doing your other projects? And a lot of them, the strategy was, well, they were talking about their strategy would be to have a sort of time away, maybe like either a day trip or weekend away, or just some sort of trip away from where you work normally to kind of punctuate the end of that moment So you come back and you start again, ready to go on working on the project. So is it
like a reset button?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So that's that time. Because otherwise, if you're just kind of going through the stages and going through the process of, right, this is winding down now and I need to crack on, that could be quite a messy process, I suppose, because you don't have that kind of absolute, right, it starts now. And that can kind of make you a bit more distracted. You're thinking, I need to do this. And so a lot of them have gone on short breaks.
Oh, that's really nice.
That they booked beforehand, or just day trips. And so I think that's a really good idea. If you want to get back into something, just punctuate the start of that activity with something completely different. And it could be anything from a day trip somewhere to a mini break, even to maybe going to the theatre or something. Just something significant that you
Does
wouldn't
it have
normally
to be work
do.
Time?
No, I don't think so. It could just be any time, but just something so you can mentally prepare.
Yeah.
This is the full stop at the end of that section of the craziness. And next day is back to it like normal.
Isn't that like celebrating a goal as well? It's like a double meaning because you're finishing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice trip. Rewarding yourself. But also you know that, blip, you're back the next day or whatever.
Yeah,
I like that. Let's go away.
Where should we go?
Oh, I need to start writing again. I need to go on holiday.
can we go to Disney World, please? Let's go tomorrow.
3-4 weeks. Oh, that's what we need, isn't it?
We had visitors last weekend, which is well another kind of busy thing we're doing. And they're telling me that our mutual friend who will remain nameless. I mean, our mutual friend, not mine and your mutual friend, Jenny. My visitors and my mutual friends. One of our mutual friends.
Why are they nameless? Everyone always gets named on here.
What have they
done?
Well, they got one night. They got really, really, really drunk. That they booked themselves a trip to New York for the next day.
What?
But they messed up the flight back, and so they spent less than 12 hours in New York because they were so drunk. So they went to New York. They flew to New York, and they had no time there. They'd come back again.
Oh my god!
So for a trip, that to me is a bit. That's a bit short,
yeah.
Yeah, that's quite short to get all that way to come straight back again.
How much did it cost? Did it cost a lot?
I don't think money was particularly an object for the people in question. But I don't know. So it could have cost loads because it's the next day.
Oh my god.
It wasn't like book in advance and get a deal.
Yeah.
It was like next day flights. And then come back the following day. But anyway, I just thought it was quite funny. So I would recommend something not like that.
Don't do that, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
At least spend 13 hours, not 12. I mean, come on.
Well, I suppose you would jam-pack those 12 hours. Was it overnight? Because that would really be annoying.
I don't know.
Land at 6 in the evening, back at 6 in the morning. Oh, no.
But think of all the clubs you can go to, Jenny. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's true. And you do your sleeping on the plane.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'd bring in loads of food to eat on the plane. So I was like, well, I didn't have pizza and hot dogs and pretzels. And you just like stack them all up and bring them all with you. And on the plane, just, just having my trip right now.
I was still there.
I can smell the Central Park.
So if I was to say to Jenny, you can have a long weekend away next weekend, where would you go?
Oh, yeah.
You can go anywhere.
Anywhere in the world?
No, that's a crazy question. Okay, it's got to be within your budget, maybe.
Oh God! Well, we went away. We went to London over these holidays. That was really nice, but I wouldn't go there. I might go with myself or other people.
You're going with yourself, and you're going with your husband.
Oh, that's not him. I would like, in that case, in my budget, which is not very much at the moment, I would like to go to Scotland because that is where my husband is right now, and he's already phoned me today, said how beautiful the scenery is. So to go to Scotland and tour around and sit in the mountains.
Oh, that's a great idea, nice. Jenny. Being with nature, so cleansing the mind,
reflecting, relaxing, drinking a lot of whiskey.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And take a nice chunky jumper because it can get nippy in the evening.
Oh yeah, maybe some wellies. Do a bit of walking around.
Yeah. Oh, Jenny.
I might take the dog.
That's great.
Nice. Would you go to Disneyland?
I would. I would. We're planning Chris and I's 40th. But I told you this already.
No.
So we've nearly booked Chris's 40th for a birthday holiday. And we think about mine the following year. And let's face it, it will be some sort of Disney theme somewhere. I'm so excited. So excited.
That's so cool.
But if I was to plan a little breakaway, I think, do you know what? I would like to go to Cornwall because I love Cornwall.
It's nice.
But I do think it'd be quite a faff to get there because it's quite a long way away from up here. Yeah. It's totally doable, but I mean, just for a quick break. So I might like to go somewhere like maybe Manchester. Or the Lake District, actually.
The Lake District, that'd I was going to suggest. That'd be very close. Lovely for you.
Well, yeah, I was thinking Manchester, Liverpool, like a city. But actually, as I was saying that, I thought, no. I want more kind of...
Go to the lakes. Get some Kendal mint cake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nice bit of Kendal mint cake.
Set you up for a lovely.
Ready to come back the day after and write. Right. So what have we learned this episode?
I want to go on holiday. We've learned that I really want to go on holiday. that I have taken my clothes off on stage. And you've got some very rich friends. And that's what we've learned.
Oh. I have learned that... Do you know what? Actually, this episode has inadvertently turned on a big reflection on the last episode. That's fine. I have learned that... giving a process that you go through a term, a word, like percolate, makes it more real somehow and makes it more of a legitimate thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
And it gives it more gravitas, more importance and more relevance to what you're doing.
I think that's nice. I think that applies to coming back after a break, because if you then recognise you're coming back after a break and think about it and like name it almost, that gives it more... impact, and you're ready to focus more than just, you know, seeping back into it, not making a big deal of it. Maybe that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of it is about the foresight and the planning.
Yes.
The foresight and the planning to get back into it. And also trying to find that right environment for you to work in. And try and find the comfort in that will help you become productive.
Yes. Yeah. Let's write some stuff. Yeah.
So we are ready to crack on. We're so nearly there, Jenny. We really don't have that much to go.
Every so often I just catch myself. I go, well, actually, I've pretty much, we've written a book now because we have pretty much.
Yeah.
Nearly there.
We still got things to iron out.
Why don't we review it next episode and see exactly where we are and see where we're going?
Okay.
And that could be a good little thing to talk about.
You heard it here first, guys.
It might change, but for the now, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it might change. We might come back and decide the most important thing we want to talk about is Eurovision again, but who knows?
Oh, God, yeah. It'll be Eurovision, sorry. Yeah, it'll be Eurovision.
It's bank holiday very soon as well.
Yeah, and there's some sort of... There's a drag race thing.
Oh, my God, OMG. We have to talk about that.
So,
if that hasn't whetted your appetite for what's to come, I don't know what will. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate all your support. Your feedback is always welcome. Where can the people find us, Jenny? As I look to you, because all my notes that I usually have written around my computer aren't here because it's all been packed.
Oh, no, I've never had any notes, but I will do it off the top of my head. You can find us at POW Podcast UK, all one word, on Instagram and Twitter, and also Facebook. You can also email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com. You can find our website, something to do with POW Podcast UK.
powpodcastuk.blogspot.com?
Yeah, that's that blog, powpodcastuk.blog.
The most important thing.
PowerPodcastUK.blog something. It's really good.
The most important thing is just go to your search engine, type in PowerPodcastUK, and everything to do with us will come up.
If you go to Facebook, There'll be a link to the website there, or Twitter, or Instagram. So just do that. Why are you even listening to this? Come on.
Just do it.
Honestly, there'll be a link on whatever you're listening to on like iTunes and stuff. There's a link there. Just go there. It's fine.
Click it. Click it.
Click it. And say hello to us.
Hello.
Yay. Aw. Thanks, Mark. This was fun. I'm going to go and sniff some stuff.
Ooh.
Nice smells.
Surround yourself with beautiful aromas.
Yeah.
And get productive. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Jenny.
Bye. Dun, 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 dun. I'm singing that theme tune. Dun, 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 dun. Blinky bong, blinky bong. Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powerpodcastuk. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Oh.